Why wouldn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on Friday, the 18th, eternal rest, grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her, and may she rest in peace. Why wouldn't she die? Of course, you know, it would have been worse if she had died in October. This is the October surprise. She just couldn't hang on the extra 9 days. That's so mean! So, in case you didn't hear, she died on Friday at 5 p.m. I'm sure you did hear, because the that rolled across the country, it was like 1,000 liberals screamed in agony at once, and then disappeared. And then they all gathered at the Supreme Court to sing Imagine. I guess it does make sense that Imagine would be the go-to song for a bunch of godless liberals. Of course, then some sang Amazing Grace, too, which I'm going, what are you doing? She's not even Catholic. She's not even Christian. But that's neither here nor there. So, yes, she dies 50-ish days to go, less than about 50 days to go. Which probably, not probably, is the single, it was the last thread holding anything together, right? As long as she was alive, liberals could kind of say, oh, she just stays alive until Trump gets out of office in 2020, we'll get a new justice, everything will be okay. But then she died. And now things have hit every fan that you can find. But right off the top, I'm calling it. I know other people have said it. I said it this weekend. The whole, you know, as she's laying in her bed saying, my most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed. It's hogwash. Audio or it didn't happen. We are in the age of 7,000 computers with everything that has all kinds of recording equipment. Just by accident, somebody should have recorded this. I think it's hogwash. Of course, it's used perfectly. It's used perfectly because now they said it and people like me go, I don't really think that was. You're politicizing her death. That whole quote was designed to politicize her death. And we'll hear that in audio in a little bit. But there's some things that I want you to notice. The language that's being presented by the now deceased RBG, Schumer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Are they saying until the new term? Until the next election? No, they're saying new president. She said it. We'll hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in a bit say it. Chuckie Schumer said it. I'm pretty sure Nancy Pelosi meant to say it, but maybe between getting three sets of eyebrows on her head, she forgot what you could understand it. They're not saying until the next cycle, until a new president. So if we're going to do this like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, then we can't have a new appointee until 2025. And I'm sorry, the way people are like, women are going to come out and vote for Ruth. Not if Trump can whip McConnell to actually get this through. And we'll talk about that in a bit, but let's just get this off the top. Murkowski, Collins, don't need you. Don't need either one of you. There's still enough votes in the Senate to do it. So they can, two pathetic, pathetic excuses for conservatism, both supposedly Catholic, by the way. But this idea, I don't want one until a new president. Shut up. I'm saying it because I don't believe she said it. Because it's too perfectly in line with AOC, Schumer, the talking points, We're already there. And to my fellow Catholics who, now I'm talking to you left cats, who are just singing the praises of this woman, you realize this woman did more to advance degeneracy in American culture than anyone else? Promoting homophobia, promoting, well, not homophobia, homosexuality, sodomy, promoting abortion, promoting all of those narratives. And by the way, I don't know what this whole rest in power thing is, but I guarantee it's diabolical, it's evil. Right? It's because they can't say rest in peace because that's Christian, Catholic. So they say this thing like rest in power. Unless Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a deathbed confession, which, by the way, are rare. We hope that they happen, right? We want them to happen, but they are rare. Unless she had this miraculous conversion, she was already judged and found probably most likely wanting. I cannot speak for these things, but if we're going to take her earthly track record, then she's probably where it's a lot hotter than she anticipated. Right? And this idea that she gets to act like it's Disneyland. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you lasted 87 years and now you're about to croak. What is your final wish?
I don't want anybody to be a new Supreme Court justice.
Nope, doesn't work like that. Nope, goodbye. But the way, and this is of course just the way that Ruth Bader, imagine if Scalia was like, I don't want anybody appointed until, like, you know, if they said that, there would have been like, conservatives are trying to hold on to the court because they're evil. I thought Elijah Cummings' funeral games were bad. This is going to be, they'll last 50 days. They will put her carcass on a train and parade her through every state on the lower 48. They'll probably stop by every abortion clinic, too, so they can genuflect before their master. It's going to be unbearable. Listeners of the Bad Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. But let's be real. Let's be honest. This is all on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, this entire scenario. She could have retired in 2013. And Obama could have handpicked a young, super crazy idiot like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but, you know, with a legal degree instead of a bartending certification. And they could have been set for a good long while. Nope. She was a hog. You call your hog? That's something my dad used to say. If you've listened to the Bear Brief for a while, you know what I'm talking about. My dad used to tell me, what's the difference between a pig and a hog? Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. In this case, the pigs could have been fed. The Democrats could have had a young justice put her in there, handpicked by RBG, and they could have been fine. But nope, they were hogs. Pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered in this case. Meaning, because they got greedy, that's the thing. Hogs get slaughtered because hogs eat, they get fat, and the fat ones get slaughtered first. They got greedy, which liberals do. And so now you're in, the Democrats, you put yourself in this position. But no, because they thought that Queen Hillary of the House of Pedo was going to be crowned, and they would have had 7,500 justices. They would have packed the court and put all liberal justices in there forever. By the way, to all your experts out there who told you, to the Lincoln Project, who told you not to vote for Trump because he wasn't conservative. Imagine putting Hillary on this. Right, Hillary? You would have given Hillary 3 Supreme Court justices because you don't like the orange man. Oh, that's very interesting, Scott Keller. We have an update here from Emerald Robinson of OAN. Barbara Lago is out of the running. She was the Hispanic Supreme Court justice in Florida. Bade is the dark horse now. ACB is still in the lead. I'll have to do some research on Bade before the top of the third hour. But, yeah, that's very interesting. It's very interesting there. So, yes, Trump is waiting to make the announcement after the funeral games, which, let's tie this into the, to the first audio clip I got for you, which is probably the most honest and political statement from the non-politician. That's Trump, when he heard about the passing of RBG on Friday. Let's take a listen to Trump and his reaction, which is really, it's surreal. At first, I thought somebody was playing music over it. And then I realized he was leaving the rally and they're playing Tiny Dancer in the background, which it's just super surreal. Anyway, let's take a listen to it.
She just died? Wow. I didn't know that. I just, you're telling me now for the first time. She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
So, this is Hitler, right? Hitler fascist. And it is the death blow to these United States. Just understand that, folks. Everybody's unhinged at this point. There's this thing called the Sunrise Movement. They've been out at Lindsey Graham's house in D.C., strobe lighting his house and blasting music, keeping him awake, demanding that he not take a vote until after the inauguration. And then we have this audio. I'm sure you, if you didn't listen to the Mike Church Show, I don't know what you're doing. But we have this audio from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, which highlights the feeling post the death of the greatest Supreme Court justice ever, Miss RBG. Let's take a listen to Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
The very last dying wish of RBG was that her vacancy not be filled until the new president takes office in January. That was her dying wish. Tonight, Mitch McConnell publicly, the night of her passing, he couldn't wait 24 hours, issued a statement saying that he was going to give Trump a vote in violation of her dying wish. People can say how appalling, people could say this is horrible, etc. But we know who this man is. We know who this man is. This is a man who does not care about a dying woman's final wish. Clear.
Yeah, whatever, AOC. No one cares. By the way, she also went on to say during her little rant, unhinged rant, that we can't have brunch anymore. AOC, if you take brunch from me, I will bring war to your front doorstep. I am a married 40-year-old man. Do not take brunch from me, woman.